November 20th, PM, Gordon.
By the mercy of Bhagavan, by the mercy of Bhagavan and Guru Gaurang Giridhari, today we have completed our 26 days of parikram. It is obstacle free, and today our parikram, first of all, went to Barsana, to Vrishabhanukund, and to Kritika Kund it went. They are taking Achman. You went to Sakri Khor, and there how Krishna extracted taxes, and how the gopis took revenge, and how amongst both of the parties they had love fight, how gopis tied his shikha to the trees, and the sakhas also, they were punished, and in the end they made Krishna dressed as gopi. They put a yogurt pot on his head and they broke that pot, and everybody enjoyed laughing, joking. And then if you will do it, will you do it again? You just fall down at Radharani's feet, then only we will leave you. Then he really fell down at her feet, and then he was spared. And thereafter to Gahavarvan you went, and then Morkuti, Vilasgarh, Mangarh, and Dangarh places you went, where Krishna gave charity, donations. He gave Radhika ji as charity. Radhika ji began to cry, protest. Then he gave equal weight, equal to her weight, he gave gold and got her freed. And like this, in the Shriji's kunj, in her temple you went, you had her darshan and had Harikatha. After that, Pili Pokhar, in Ucha Gaon, Lalita Devi's, where marriage was, ceremony was arranged, her palace, etc. You had darshan, and then you went to Surakunj and came back. There, in Sakri Khor, the pastimes which were performed, Damodar, there, what kind of pastimes were performed? Speak a little. He is asking to Rasanand Prabhu. In brief,
cover.
Is she ready for anything?
From there, our pilgrimage did go over one parikram. Vilasgarh.
Mangarh, Dangarh.
Vilasgarh and Mangarh, etc. There are so many childhood pastimes of Radha and Krishna. In Morkuti, Krishna, along with Srimati Radhika ji, they became dressed like a peacock and danced there as a peacock. Shri Ji's temple was Radha Ji's temple. There, Radha and Krishna have so many pastimes. Pilipokhar, it's a very famous place. One time, Srimati Radhika Ji, in Paugandavastha, she went to Nand Bhavan. Yashoda mother is loving Radhika Ji just like Krishna. With her own hands, she is feeding him. One time, she colored her hands yellow, means she accepted her as her daughter-in-law, that you will get married to my son. Radha Ji became very embarrassed. Before going home, she began to think, what will my parents say? Then there was a pond, she cleaned her hands and that became yellow. That's why it became Pili Pokhar. Pili means yellow, Pokhar means pond. Then she went to home and Uncha Gaon, you know that it is Lalita Ji's village. It is on the Ator mountain, her village. Nearby is Ter Kund, where how Krishna gave Radhika Ji as charity, then he gave equal to her weight gold to the Brahman who had come begging to get his daughter married off. Then on Shakigiri Parva, Shakigiri mountain, Lalita Ji's Viva, the marriage ceremony where took place, is also, this place is also there. They tied the knots of Lalita Ji and Krishna and they began to sing marriage songs. And there is this shila which is reddish. If you put water on that, rangoli, the vermilion starts coming out from there. The gopis used to slide on that stone playing. And then we went to Surakund. Surakund is making the excuse of worshipping the sun god. She is just making excuse to meet Krishna. There Krishna, as a Brahman, as a son of a Brahman, he dresses and comes there. He comes there taking some book with himself. Madhumangal is also with him. Jatila ji says, can you find some Brahman who can come and perform this worship? Then he brought Krishna. Seeing Krishna, she became so astounded. Jatila, that very qualified this boy, he is Brahman, he will make this worship. Then Krishna organized this worship. Mitra means Surya or Sakha. So like this, in very astonishing words he used, very double meaning words he used in prayers. And then Radhika ji gave some, Radhika ji wanted to give some gifts to the Brahman. Then he said, Krishna, I don't accept any gifts. Then Madhumangal became very happy. He said, I will accept all this. Many laddus he took and all these pastimes were performed there. Like this, in Surakund, from Surakund you have come back Giriraj Govardhan Mat. Translation.
What?
Hello.
speaker.
There's the Vilas Garden, Madgarh, where Radha Krishna performed many childhood pastimes.
Speaker.
There is also Murugutir, where Radha and Krishna danced like peacocks together.
Yeah.
After that, we went to Dangar, where one Brahmin wanted to marry his daughter. He prayed to Krishna, Krishna gave him Shrimati Radhika, and he exchanged her weight in gold. Then we went to Sriji Mandir. Previously, that was a kunj of Sri Radha and Krishna, where they performed many confidential pastimes together. Then we went to Pilipukur. Pukur means pond.
Yeah.
Srimati Radhika was in her pre-adolescent stage. So Srimati Radhika has as much affection, Srimati Yashoda has as much affection to Sri Radhika as she does towards Sri Krishna. Therefore, when she saw Srimati Radhika, she became very excited. Oh, she will marry my son. Therefore, in India, on the time of marriage, they rub haldi, turmeric, on the hands of the bride to be. That time, Srimati Radhika was most embarrassed. If I go home and everyone sees my yellow hands, what will happen? Therefore, she washed her hand in that pond. Therefore, it became known as Pilipukur. Pili means yellow, and the yellow water became yellow. Even today, you can see some yellow color. Then we went to Uchagaon, the place of Lalita Devi. There is Deha Kund, where again there was a pastime of Krishna selling Srimati Radhika. Then Sakigiri Parvat. So Chirikamai said that tourists and Brahmins are very cool, they don't know the glories of Srimati Radhika. There is Sakigiri Parvat also. One time Krishna and Lalita were sitting together. Then the Sakis tied their cloak together from behind and began singing marriage songs. Also, that this, the red paint on the feet of the gopis is still present on that sliding stone. If you rub it with a bit of water, even today that altar comes out at that time. Then finally went to Surikund. Then Jatila sent Srimati Radhika there on the excuse of worshipping the sun god. That time they could not find any Brahman. That time Krishna had disguised himself in a Brahmin's vest, dress wearing with Madhu Mangal, with some Shastra in his hand. Then Jatila became very excited. He seems a very qualified boy. Therefore, anyhow, they gave Krishna the puja. As Krishna was chanting the mantra of his sun god. Sun god is Mitra. So Mitra means sun god. Mitra also means like friend, boyfriend. Therefore, Krishna was chanting the mantras. This had some other meanings. Therefore, the puja was performed in the most astonishing fashion. Then Jatila was very impressed. She went to give some donation to Krishna. Krishna said, I'm not a greedy person. I'm not that type of Brahmin. Madhu Mangal said, I'm that type of Brahmin. So he took all those guys and was very happy.
Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
Jati Duram Gata Krishna.
Reading.
On Subhek Chanaya Tam Aham Purvam Aham Purvam Niti Sanspishya Rehiye. Kabhi Kabhi Krishna.
Sometimes Krishna.
Yahan par Sukhdev Ji varnan kar rahe hain.
Here Sukhdev Ji is describing.
Jo Govardhan ki puniti kanyaon ki baat kahi gayi.
What has been described here about Purindi girls, the aborigine girls, that their life is successful, that they take the kumkum from the feet of Krishna's lotus feet and they smear it on their face and bodies and they pacify their lust. Even more fortunate are these sakhas, these Gop Kumars. Describing their glories, now they are saying, the gopis, that to have their meals or to wander in the forest, Krishna, when he takes countless calves and cows, he goes from his home he blows on his flute and the buffalo horn and collects his friends in one place. And these gop boys also come from their house together with their innumerable calves and cows and now hundreds and thousands and millions of cows they are. They graze them, they feed them, they milk them. They wander around from one forest to another. There, with flowers, very soft leaves, the flowers of the forest, they decorate Krishna and they decorate themselves also. Sometimes, just in playing, they steal each other's flutes and they start searching for their flutes, and when they see that, oh, my flute is there, now they throw it to somebody else far away. Like this, they are playing together with Krishna. Sometimes, sometimes somebody is playing the flute, somebody is pulling a monkey's tail and also jumping just like monkeys from one tree to another. Some sakha behaves like a frog and jumping like a frog in the forest. Very wonderful pastimes they are performing like this. And Krishna, sometimes they make the sounds like a bee buzzing sound, sometimes like a heron. They begin to stand on one leg and like this they are playing, totally absorbed. Krishna, when he sees the unprecedented beauty of Krishna, he travels a little distance away from his sakhas. Then the sakhas cannot tolerate this separation. They begin to search. And if they see Krishna, I will touch him first. I will touch him first. Like this, they shout and all the children run towards Krishna. And when they touch Krishna, they become so happy. And like this, what kind of fortune these kids have? Brahma Sukhanubhute. The yogis who are Brahmagyanis, that happiness of Brahma which they achieve millions and million times more than that, these kids, human kids, who are just ordinary kids, like ordinary kids, that Krishna is playing with those gopas. Such a Krishna, they catch him, run towards him. The yogis cannot even catch with their minds. Now the sakhas are running towards him and catch him, and they become so blissful, so joyful. They are laughing. Krishna is also laughing with them, enjoying all this. Like this, reading.
Are you? Tell him to give me English translate.
So yesterday we heard
translate. Guru
Sumit Goswami describing the good fortune of the Aboriginal girls. Oh, if anyone is successful, their lives are successful. Because seeing the kumkum coming from the bodies of the gopis, smeared on the footprints of Krishna, now resting upon the grass, they take that kumkum and wipe it upon their face and bodies. Thus their calm or their lust is completely dispelled and they become peaceful. But even more glorious than the pulindis are the sakhas, the friends of Sri Krishna. Sri Sukadeva Goswami describes when Krishna goes to the forest for lunch, that time countless thousands upon thousands of boys and calves join him. Coming each from their own home with their own group of calves, they merge together and go to the forest. Some play flutes and some play buffalo horns. The boys also have millions upon millions of calves and they move from forest to forest. The coward boys decorate Sri Krishna with flowers, soft leaves and other forest paraphernalia, and they also decorate themselves. They play in various ways. Sometimes they steal the food of one boy. As he goes to search, they pass to another one. Sometimes the boys grab the tails of the monkey, and as the monkey jumps from branch to branch, they swing with the monkey. Some boys imitate the sound and movements of frogs. Some hump like bees. Some imitate the standing motion, the standing position of storks. In this way, they become completely absorbed in happiness. Sometimes when Krishna moves ahead to see the beauty of Vrindavan, the boys run, aham purvam, aham purvam, I will touch him first. And when they run and touch Krishna, they become very happy. Therefore, Sri Sukadeva Goswami says, Itam satam brahma sukhanda bhutya jasya kathanam nara devatena maya sutanam nara devakena satyam kata punya pujama. Therefore, these boys are even more fortunate than the yogis. The yogis cannot even catch Krishna by their minds. But these boys, considering Sri Krishna to be a Narapala, a normal human-like child, they run and touch him. But the yogis cannot touch him even in their meditation.
Reading. Praising the great fortune of the Gop kids, Shukadeva Goswami is saying these words. Like this, the cowherd boys perform their various childhood pastimes, grazing the cows in the forest with Krishna. What kind of pastimes they were? That which can give realization of Brahma, the bliss of Brahma. The saintly persons, what they experience as Brahma Sukh, the bliss of Brahma, they are wandering with that very Brahma. What kind of fortune they have?
Aho.
Who is this Krishna? Sadhu means he is a supreme worshipable, supremely worshipable for those who are saintly persons or those who are liberated. The personification of bliss, and those who are enchanted, enamored by Maya, this Krishna, he seems like the bliss of Brahma for the liberated souls, such as Bhagavan Sri Krishna. When we say sadhu, you should understand this, that who is a Brahma Jnani. And he is supremely worshipable for those who are in Dasya Bhav. Such Prabhu, he is performing different playful pastimes with these boys. You are also supremely fortunate that you are wandering in the pastime places of Sri Krishna. Wherever you have gone, these are all very beautiful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, and it is totally over flooded with dust from that lotus feet of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Barsana, that Sakri Gali, Shriji Kund, Pili Pokhar, Uncha Gaon, Surya Kund. It's not simple that you go to these places, it's a matter of great fortune. And ordinary children think him to be a kid, but who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete in full opulences. He is not ordinary. Like this, this Narbalak means, human child means, this child who is dressed up as a youth, as a young boy, decorated so attractively. Or the gopis think that he is our beloved. This is what they think. They don't think of him giving lot of bliss to the gopis. And these kids, they are so fortunate that they are able to perform different playful pastimes with that Krishna, and even increasing the joy of Krishna, and themselves are also finding so much joy. I think we will stop today. I think you should rest. Tomorrow, God, it is God Kishad Babaji Maharaj disappearance day. Tomorrow is also Ekadashi. Everybody will follow Ekadashi. Do not use any grains. And we will discuss the glories of Gaur Krishnadas Babaji and what relationship he had with our, with my Gurudev. We will describe that also. You please, everybody, listen this in the morning class. Gaur Premanand.
Describing the good fortune of the cowboys of Brajamandapur, Itam Satam Brahma Sukhanda Bhutya. They are even more fortunate than the yogis who can only realize Krishna in the form of Brahmajyoti Suru. The cowboys are even more fortunate than those in Dasyaras, the sadhus, who Dasya Gatanam Paradaivatena. Who realized Krishna the former, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The coward boys are even more fortunate than the liberated souls who realized Brahmasukh in personal liberation. But that same Krishna is realized by the bound souls, they see him as an ordinary person. That same Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, endowed with unlimited sweetness and opulence, we are also so much fortunate that we went to all these pastime places where Sri Krishna marked the ground of Brajamandal with his bare feet. It is not a matter of small good fortune that today we went to Pilipukur, Sriji Mandir, Sankrikor, Sudikun. It is not a matter of small good fortune. Therefore, these cowboys are greatly fortunate. They think that same Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, to be Narapala, like an ordinary boy. Thus that Krishna who is endowed with unlimited opulence and unlimited sweetness, they play with him freely. And the gopis are even more fortunate. They never have the feeling of Bhagavad Buddhi, Iswar Buddhi, the feeling that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Always they feel a feeling of Lokit Satmanduva, like a normal common day relationship. The gopis performing pastimes with Sri Krishna become ecstatic. Thus performing leelas with him, they make him happy and they also become happy themselves. Tomorrow is the disappearance day of Sri Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So tomorrow we will discuss his wonderful character, his relationship with our Param Gurudev. Also, everyone should take note, tomorrow is Ekadasi, therefore should not eat anything like rice, grains, dal, khichdi, things like that.
Hare Krishna, Kal Ekadasi, Kal Sakal Nakasa.